USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the remains of 55 American soldiers killed in the Korean War come back to the United States, Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii to meet them.
Some have called the Korean War the Forgotten War. But today, we prove these heroes were never forgotten. Our boys are coming home.
In his remarks yesterday, Pence noted his father was a Korean War veteran.
And I just know there's no place Dad would rather have me be than here.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reportedly willing to limit the number of questions his investigators would ask President Trump. Reports are Mueller sent a letter on Monday offering to reduce by half the number of questions they'd ask the president about possible obstruction of justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Transportation Security Administration is reportedly considering ending passenger screenings at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports in America. CNN obtaining documents saying the move to cut the screenings at airports where most planes have 60 or fewer seats would save $115 million a year, money that the TSA says would then be used to improve security at larger airports. A federal appeals court ruling the Trump administration's threats to block so-called sanctuary cities from getting federal grants is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday ruling only Congress has authority to impose conditions on federal grants. Hillary Clinton is executive producing a TV drama about women's voting rights. The show is to be based on the book The Woman's Hour, The Great Fight to Win the Vote. It was a book released back in March, and this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Officials in Mexico say 49 people remain hospitalized after a jet crashed right after taking off back on Tuesday in Durango, Mexico. It was headed to Mexico City.
Aeromexico has not had a deadly crash in over a decade. The airline said it still isn't willing to rule out mechanical problems. The crash highlights the importance of open areas around airports. Land which can act as a buffer if a plane goes off the runway. At least 65 Americans were on board. Passengers say a strong gust of wind and hail forced the plane to the ground. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Pope Francis saying the death penalty is never justified, declaring today that it's inadmissible in all cases, saying it's an attack on the dignity of the person. The Pope's declaration is being added to the official statement of Catholic beliefs. Before today, church policy allowed the death penalty in some cases if, as its policy put it, it was the only practical way to defend the lives of human beings effectively against an aggressor. The Pope says the church will work to see that capital punishment is abolished around the world. And the rock festival known as Lollapalooza kicks off today in Chicago with thousands gathering at Grant Park for the event that will run through Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.